the stalks there and then the swamps so shivered, faded away. Then the pasuk says, that Paro's daughter went down to wash herself by the yor. Amr Rav Yechanan, Mishum Mishum ben Yechoi, Malamra comes to teach us, she yorda lirchatz miglula yavia. She went down to wash herself off from the avodah zarah of her father. Like she was a little bit good. The chain where the pasuk says, Imrochatz Hashem et soyas b'nai siyon. Shem will wash off the dirt of b'nai siyon. Means to wash away the avodah zarah. And she had all her maids going with her. This lashon of an arasel holchos means they were all killed out here. The chayin where the pasuk says hinei anoichi holich lamos, they're going to be killed. What does that mean? I will soon see. Va'teira esa teva, that the bas parah now saw this teva that Moshe was in b'teich asuf, in the middle of the suf. It means the yar kivon the chaz of the kabor latzlu la Moshe. When all the maids saw the way this Bas Parah wanted to go save Moshe, Amrullah Givratenu, they told, all the maids told this Bas Parah, Min Hogu Shalaylam, how is the normal manner of this world? Melech Basav Adam Goyzeg Zera, Im Kol Olam Kule Mekainu Moisai, Bonav Ubnei Beisa Mekainu Moisai. Like to say, if a king makes a Zera, if the whole world doesn't keep it, the kids are not going to keep it. You're not going to listen. In other words, everybody's listening to your father. Everybody's killing out all the Jewish boys. And here you want to go and save a Jewish boy. So the maids wanted to stop Bas Parah from saving Moshe. All right, turn over. Yeah. So therefore it says, is Bo Gavriel came to Chovton Bekarka. He threw them all down. So then, Mashi threw them down and he killed them. So that's the Pasuk here. That's what it means. They all went to be killed. That Gavriel killed out all her maids. Then it says, Vatishlech Esamosa. But one maid did stretch out a hand. Vatikicher, and she took this favor of Moshe. Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemia. Chadoma Yoda. Some said it was her own hand. Vachadoma Shivchosa. It wasn't Bas Parul's hand, but it was a maid's. It says, "Man diyam the yodah divsev amos." It says the amosa. Mash mohayint. "Man diyam shivchasa midloiksev yodah." It doesn't say the word yodah. It means a maid's hand. So Moses says, "No, the man diyam shivchasa." Ah, you amrit ba gavriel v'chavto mekaka. You just said Gavriel came and killed them all out. So where was there a shivcha left? So the Moses says, "The shaya lochada that Gavriel left over one maid for her." The lavurcha, the bas malka, it's not nice for the daughter of a king. Lemekam the chuda to go by yourself. So therefore, he left over this one maid. The mistam, this one maid was saved. She didn't say anymore not to save Moshe. Well, the man diyam the yoda, the one that says it was a hand, lichtav yoda. Why doesn't it say directly her hand? She stretched out her hand. Hakamashvelon the yishtav yovishtavuve. It was like a nest that her hand became a long hand. Her hand, not that she really stretched it out. I mean, the hand became very long. This is the same way you find by the hand of Bas Parah. That he made the teeth grow very, very long. That's the lashon of a nest here that Hashem made it grow long. That his teeth became very, very long. Then the pasuk says, "Vatiro es hayeled." They saw the child. For the Gemara, Vatera mi boile, should have said Vatera. Om Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Sherosa Shechina imai. The advice of this Bas Parah was able to see that the Shechina is there with the Pharaoh, with Moshe. That's Vatera Yuhu. She saw them, she saw the Shechina there also. Then the Pasuk says, Vinei na bocha, that the child was crying. Chura korale na yelet, first it calls it a yelet, it says Vatera es a yelet, the korale nar, then it says a nar. A yelet's not a nar. And the Martana had the yell. Really, he was a yell, the small kid. But for Kerla Kinar, his voice was like an older voice already. Naz Rashi Godomashim, his voice was like an older person. So Mar says, "Divrei of Yehuda." That's of Yehuda's pshat. Oma Alor of Nechemim. Nechemim said back to Yehuda, "Im came." If that's the pshat over here, Asisoi LeMoshe Rabbeinu Balmum. You're making Moshe like a Balmum. He's saying his body was like a little baby, and his voice was like an older person. That's a Balmum. Elo, that's not pshat. The pshat is melamed shosus alil imay chupa nurin, that Yecheved put in this teva a chupa for young child. Peteva. Ormer, she said, shemala yeskele chuposoi. Maybe I won't be zoicha to be by the chupa of my son. So that's what was there. The kohanar means that there was the chupa of the urim was there. Then batoyme miyal the urim zeh. That the Bas Parah said, this must be a Jewish child. We know Yod, how did she know? Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Sheros, Oisei Mol. She saw that Moshe was gemalt. So that's how she knew he was a Jewish boy. Zeh, what does the Pasuk say? Zeh? Om Rabbi Yochanan Malamed, Shenis Navno, Shloimi Daita. That she said a Nevu and she didn't know what she was saying. Zen Neufel, he'll be the last one. He was thrown in the yard. V'yeina Acha Neufel, and no other child will be thrown into the yard. Why? Final the Yom Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says, my decision was a pasuk say, v'chi Yom Re'aleichem, dirshur ala oivais v'lidoinim, ha-metzatzifim v'yamhigim, tzayfim v'yini yoydim ha-tzayfim. They look and they don't know what they see. Mahagim v'yini yoydim ha-mahagim. They think and they don't know what they think about. It means like this, ro, they saw, sh'moshi and sh'yisro b'mayim u'loika. That they saw what? That the helper of Klai Yisrael will be hit in, by water. Is therefore Amdu, they made, that's why Parah made the Gzerah, because of Kol HaBen HaYelod HaYorot HaShlichu. That was the Gzerah that any child that was born should be thrown in the Ya'or. Kivon the Shav Yilam Moshe, as soon as Moshe was thrown into the Ya'or, is now Amru, now the astrologer said, Sulay Chazina, we don't see anything, any more bad will come out. Ki Yehu Simna Botul, that simon that we saw now went away. Therefore, Botlu Gzeres Sayu, they took away the Gzeres. That what, after Moshe was thrown into the river, nobody else had to be thrown into the river. They many Yodim, but they made a mistake. That's what they thought, that the Moshiach Shal Yisrael will be hit by the Mayim, means now, they did not know, Shalmeim Rivu Leika. It really goes on the Maisim later, that Moshe got his punishment because of the Chet by the Meim Rivu. Instead of talking to the stone, he hit the stone. Ta'inu di yom Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. My desil was the pasuk say, Heima meim riva sherovu. That's the waters that they argued on. Heima sherovu stagnile paro. This was the waters really that the astigma, the astrologist of Paro saw. They told when they made a mistake. They thought it means to say the Moshe will be killed in the water. That's why they threw them into the yor. Really it wasn't that way. Ta'inu di kama Moshe said, Sheish meyos elef ragli. Amle Moshe Yisrael. Bishvili nitzaltem kuchem. Because of me, you're all saved. Rasha shebitlu mitzrayim es gzeirosam. Because of me, they stopped the gzeiros. As soon as he was thrown into the yam, they stopped the gzeiros. Everybody else was saved. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar. Oisi hayoyim that day. Eskrim v'yechad v'nisin. It was the 21st day of Nisan. Hoya. Ormu malchi ha-shosat ha-kodesh baruch hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Mi shosat lo ima shir al hayom, v'yoyim zeh, yilka v'yoyim zeh, heis Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kriyas Yamsuf is going to be on the 21st day of Nisan. They're going to say, Oz Yashir, they can make a gzera now upon Moshe, now he shouldn't be saved in the yor. Can't be. Rabbi Achav, Rabbi Chanina, Omar, Oysa yoyim shisha b'sivin hoyim. No, this day that they saved Moshe, it was the sixth day of Sivin. Is Omru Malchus Shosaf Nekodesh Baruch Rabbeinu Shalom. Mi Shosaf the Kabbal Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. That's going to be Mekabbal the Torah Mehasina B'Yom Zeh and Vod B'Sivin. Yuka B'Yom Zeh. Is it possible that this day he should have his Mapoli should have each? He shouldn't be saved. So because there he was saved. You know, it's a bit some modern like. If he would have been killed, this wouldn't have happened. But first story is that as Nachmas the Asidus, it was a school of today that this day he should be saved. So it says. If it was the sixth day he was born, like not the sixth day he was born, but that's when he was saved. It comes out he was born 3 months before. It's very good. He was born on Shiva B'Yadar. So that's 3 months before Shisha B'Sivan. Shiva B'Yadar Nelod Moshe. Six 3 months is very good. It was the 21st day of Nisan. How could it be? If he was born on Zayin Adar, how could it be 3 months later, the 21st day of Nisan?
So Moran says, Oysa Shana Mabarasoy Hoysa. That year was an extra month. There was two Adas. So it's like this, Rubam Sharishan, he was Taka born on Zion Adarishan. So you have a right from me on the Nibiyov, I says his birthday, Moshe's birthday is on Adarishan. He was born on Adarishan. And that's Roiva that month. Then Beruba, and then you have the second month. You have the whole Adesheni. And Beruba and Shalachron. And again, this was the 21st day of Nisan, most of the third month. B'yem Soy Sholem, and the whole second Adar they had. So that's what it means. She was pregnant already for 3 months. Doesn't mean a complete 3 months. Means 3 months. So now the daughter said to Paro, Ha'elech, the Karos L'Chaisha. Should I go and call her? The daughter, his sister, in Miriam. Miriam now spoke to Bas Paro and said, should I go and call a Jewish nurse? Menekes Menevrius, that he should nurse from a Jew. O Maishnam Ivrius, how come only from a Jewish? How come she was masking? Malam, it comes to Isha, Shechziru the Moshe, I'll call her Mitzrius. What the Bas Paro did, she let Moshe try and nurse from all different Mitzrius, from all different shiksas there. Kulon, but V'lo Yoinek, Moshe did not nurse. Omar, Moshe's mouth that's going to talk with the Shechina, Yonik Dabba Tomei is a possible Isha nurse from a Dabba Tomei, therefore he didn't nurse from the Mitzrayim, until finally they brought his own mother. Finally, they'll say, that's what the Pasuk says, Es mi yaredeya, le mi yaredeya, who they going to teach deya, le mi yavish, who's going to understand things, le gmor le mecholav latike mishadayim, v'taymol yeh, that the one will be nursed from his own mother. V'taymol abas paro lechis, abas paro said, go. She went right away to Kilma. She went very fast. Like a young girl, she went to find the mother. She held back her words. She said in the voice, she didn't know what she was saying. You take him and I'll give you reward. Pay for it. Not only did Miriam, did Yecheved get back her son, but now they even paid Yecheved for nursing Moshe. Why is she only called the brother of Aaron, not the brother of Moshe? That even before Moshe Rabbeinu was born, when she was only the sister of Aaron, she used to have a nevuah and say, "Yemeres, I see the imai shetelad ben shemashias Yisrael." That my mother doesn't give birth to a son yet that will protect and save the whole Klal Yisrael. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, we'll stop here.